Well, good morning, and thank you so much. I'd like to turn the call over to my victorious sister and host of the call, Tiffany. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Bonita?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I will turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming us this morning and for spiritually seating us this morning and greeting us here on the Master's Call. And that topic that you have rolled out this morning, this is Forgiveness Friday. See, we serve a God who is forgiving us. And I said this before when I first got on the line. He forgives us every day. But see, we walk around holding grudges of unforgiveness against people that did stuff to us yesterday, people that did stuff to us 10 years ago. But see, God doesn't hold that against us. So let it go. Be free on this Friday. And welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, where I don't know what it's going to be like today because it is still dark. But one thing I can say is I am excited and up for Jesus, and it is wonderful to hear all the chimes that have come on this line from coast to coast, from the north side, from the east side, from the west side. I am telling you, we are rolling in from all parts of the world, and I just thank you guys for tapping into the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October 25th, 2010, by our visionaries, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. See, God gave them a vision, and the vision was to begin the Master's Call. And when he gave them the vision, he gave them a scripture, and that scripture is Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And not only did he give them a scripture, but he gave them a mission statement. Why am I giving you the vision to do the Master's Call? Well, it's because the reason that we gather on this call is that our lives would be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ and as we begin our day. See, I thank God that they said yes, because without their yes, we would not be able to dial into this number every Monday through Friday. And not only that, if it was not for their yes, we would not have a website. Our website, if you have missed any of these calls, Willa just gave you guys a message that Dr. Vanessa spoke on some weeks ago, and I'm telling you, if you missed it, not a problem. You could go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. See, what is unique about the Master's Call is that every single one of our messages have been archived by date, in order, by speaker. So if you miss something, it's okay, because you could go to that website, and you could go to the website 24 hours, 7 days a week. So not just Monday through Friday when we're on the Master's Call, but anytime you could visit that website. So make utilize that, and we thank those who have already been tapping in. We thank you, and we pray that those messages are changing your lives. If you missed this call today, you could immediately call the callback number, the playback number, which is 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code. Again, 712-432-1085, playback number. We also have a Gmail address. If you're interested in being a leader on this call, an intercessor on this call, you know, you want to stand in agreement, you want to find out, you know, what does it require of me to be an intercessor on the Master's Call, then send us an email, and we will answer whatever questions you have. If you want to send in a prayer request, if you want to send in a praise report, if you have any concerns about anything that has been said, if you want to begin and start the fast, it is still not too late. This is day number 9, and we are still continuing to press forward together in unity, in love, and on one accord. Then use our Gmail address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And see, the thread that brought us all together here on the Masters Call is a wonderful, wonderful company known as Ardyss International, A-R-D-Y-S-S, International. And we are changing lives all across the world. It is an international, global health and wellness company with phenomenal products that are changing lives on a daily basis. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to honor and to celebrate our founder, Papa Diaz de Leon. It was his birthday, and I'm telling you, he never surprises me. He always wants to bless us on his birthday. He doesn't want us to give him gifts, but he gave us a gift yesterday, and if you don't know about it, then let me tell you about it. If you buy two, you get one free, and that promotion was extended to today. So not only yesterday, but till today with point multiplier points. So tap into it. Call the customer service number. Check your back office. Call someone. If you're not an Ardyss distributor on this line and you want to know what I'm talking about, then call the person who invited you to this line and find out truly what Ardyss International is about. Because I'm telling you, Ardyss International is about to blow up in a godly way. Watch God work it out for Ardyss International. Because why? They were given a vision, and the vision is still moving forward. Now, at this time, I am going to call to the line this morning so we could go ahead and get this call started. None other than our anointed one, Minister Amber, are you out there and on the line this morning?
Can you hear me, Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead and open us up in prayer.
Amen, amen. We're just thanking God for another day that he has made, and we are definitely rejoicing and being glad in it. And according to Psalms 5 and 3, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. And in the morning, I lay my prayers before you and wait in expectation. And so, Father God, we just thank you for this day, Father God, and give us this day in our daily bread, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, because we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, God, and we command the morning, Father God, to align itself up according to your perfect will for each and every one of us that's on this line. And God, we bind the hand of the enemy that try to come against any trap, pit, plan, or maneuver, side effect, schemes to affect us, because we know I put a Father God, a gag order on him in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we know that the Holy Spirit will come like a fire, that he is already saturating this TMC call. And, God, we thank you for your supernatural power and your anointing, God. We know this is a year of governmental and divine order, so everything is aligned up according to that. So, God, we thank you for Ardyss International and the Diaz de Leon family and how they do want to be a blessing to the ones that's connected to this company. So we pray for each and every one that is connected to the company in whatever way. And so, God, continue to bless them. We pray for the founders of the TMC call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, that you will continue to bless them, have your way upon them, supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, take them to another dimension, both naturally as well as spiritually. God, we pray, Father God, for each and every speaker that bring forth the word. Continue to download strategies and plans and the word of God in their lives. I speak into their lives, stirring up even more to bring them to another dimension in you as never before. I pray for the intercessors, Father God, and bring more, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because we all are called to pray. It's not a different level and this, that, and the other, but God, we pull them out and pull them forth, as well as the ones that can speak the word as well. God, now we pray for the anointed speaker on today. God, we know that you've been dealing with them with a word. One word would change our life. One word would deliver. One word would bring salvation. One word would bring healing, Father God. And God, we know that that individual have the word on today. So we ask you to bless them, use them. Let the fire of God be upon them and your anointing, God, raise them up as never before. Now, again, we have the angels that are drawn with their swords to come against anything that's not like God. They're ascending and descending on our behalf, God. Now, okay, we submit ourselves unto you as never before. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you for clearing the heavens and the highways and byways for this call to go forth. At this time, our speaker is no stranger to this call. She is one of the prayer intercessors on this line, and you heard her voice on yesterday. She needs no introduction. She is truly a woman of God who is on fire and changing lives all over the world. She's educating, encouraging, and empowering people on a daily basis. I love her spirit, and I love how she is being stretched, and God is doing great things in her life. So at this time, it is my privilege, my honor, and my pleasure to bring to you the woman of God this morning, Minister Kathy Washington, at this time. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. I've so enjoyed listening in as Sister Vanita was actually feeding everyone in the beginning of the call. What a blessing it was to hear the commentary. And I thought, well, we could just go on with that message right there today, talking about Forgiveness Friday. What a blessing. And thank you so much, woman of God, Minister Amber, for praying for us today. What a I felt my spirit man was stirred. So I felt a pull on the anointing today. So I thank you for that. And to all of you that are on the Master's call, I bless you for being here today. And I would be remiss if I did not give honor to where honor is absolutely due. We praise God for our co-founder on this call, Dr. Vanessa. What a blessing you are, woman of God, and we just love you so much. Okay, and thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for hosting the call. I'm going to go right on into what we were talking about on yesterday. We have been just blessed by this consecration that the Lord has ordained, and with the obedience of doing what Pastor Vanessa has instructed us. I tell you, I have been so blessed even already. And the Lord began to share, as we talked on yesterday, about the power of our words, that while I was on this consecration, that not only was I abstaining and doing the Daniel's fast, but I was also going to be conscientious of the words that I speak out of my mouth. And I'm just going to do a quick recap for those that were not on the call on yesterday. We talked about your miracle is in your mouth. And the subtitle of our message was the power of your words. We opened up yesterday by talking about the various different quotes and the fact that there are so many people in the world today that recognize the power of words. And, you know, everybody from your Chinese proverb to, you know, your educators, everybody. I mean, I will hit a couple of these quotes, and I'm going to keep it moving because I have so many scriptures I really want to share with you today. You can go back and hear at length the message from yesterday. I'm just going to try and do a quick recap. One of the quotes that was mentioned on yesterday was, "Speak when you're angry, and you'll make the best speech you'll ever regret." How real is that? How many of you all have said things that you wish you could take back? When you were angry, you said it out of your mouth, and you really wish you could have picked that word up and took it back after you settled down and realized you said more than what you needed to say. That's really the essence of that quote. There was another one that says, "Be careful of your thoughts, for your thoughts become your words. Be careful of your words, for your words become your action. Be careful of your action, for your action become your habit. Be careful of your habit, for your habit become your character. Be careful of your character, for your character become your destiny." And that was just found on a Feed the Children website yesterday when I was, day before when I was actually beginning to study this word. And I found one that Joyce Meyer actually said that I thought really resonated with me, and it was, "Complain and remain, praise and be raised." In other words, if you're going to complain about the situation, guess what? You're going to remain right there in that situation. If you decide, you know what, I'm going to praise God in the midst of this, and I'm going to speak the words, the positive words that he has put in my mouth concerning this situation, guess what? You're going to be raised up out of that situation. As a matter of fact, we went on to talk about how powerful the words were. We talked about the fact that they create or they destroy. You know, you can really basically decide whether or not you're going to inspire others with your words or you're going to wound others with your words. Whatever the effects, you're either going to do it. It's going to be positive or negative, whatever happens. Words are like seeds that are put in the ground, and those seeds are going to come up. I'm just trying to do a quick recap. We did talk about blind Bartimaeus on yesterday. We talked about the title of our message is Your Miracle is in Your Mouth. And we talked about how Bartimaeus was sitting at the edge of the city as Jesus was passing by. And he heard that Jesus was coming, and he kept crying out, Son of Man, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He kept crying out. And even though people were trying to shut Bartimaeus up and just basically tell him, be quiet. He's walking by, be quiet. Bartimaeus decided even more fervently, crying out to Jesus. And as a result of that, he was able to get his miracle. And I tell you, we went on and we talked more about, you know, scripture reference as it relates to your speaking words out of your mouth. We talked about death and life was in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, Proverbs 18 and 21. We went on and talked about, so today we're going to talk about, take it a step further. We're going to talk about filling your words with faith. And it is actually, the theme is still the same. Your miracle is in your mouth. Fill your words with faith. And we talked about yesterday, I think we did a quick, the first point of this reference, faith-filled words. And what I want to do is just go ahead and just I'll recap this section here. Faith-filled words create. We talked about that there's power in your words. There's power in your mouth for good or bad, that society leads us to believe that it's just words that we speak out of our mouth. But the reality of it is that words create a situation. It can be good or bad. We talked about how seeds are put, words are like seeds that are put in the ground, and you're going to get some kind of harvest from that, those words that are spoken. Proverbs 18 and 20 talks about the death and life is in the power of the tongue, and the day that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The power of the tongue. It's a powerful little instrument between in your mouth. The scripture here is not the physical power of the tongue as a muscle, but the power of the words it produces. So in other words, we can see that the word of God is saying that our speech is tremendously important. It's powerful and it's significant, and our words can produce life or it can produce death. Jesus said in Matthew 12:36, but I say unto you that every word, every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Makes you really stop and think about the words that are coming out of your mouth. Pastor Vanessa has been teaching us about, and we've had this theme since the beginning of the year, talking about it's well in 2012, and she took us to 2 Kings 4:18-37. You can read that on your own time. But the recap of that is simply talking about the Shunammite woman, the woman whose son died, and literally she got up and went to the prophet. And on the way, she was asked, is it, how is it with you? What's going on with you? And she declared that it is well. And I tell you, you know, looking at that situation in the natural, everybody would have understood if this lady had totally collapsed. But this lady allowed her words to be filled with faith and made a declaration in the midst of her situation that it is well. She understood that there was power in the words that she would speak out of her mouth. Either she was going to have life or she was going to have death. And she spoke the word of God out of her mouth by saying, it is well. For the word of God speaks. The word of God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active and operating and energizing and effective. This is the word of God, according to Hebrews 4 and 12. It says, for the word of God speak is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. So in other words, whatever the word that you speak out of your mouth, it is a word that is powerful. If you speak the word of God, this is what we're saying, power-filled word, faith-filled words, the word of God is powerful. It is active. It is operative. It is energizing. It is effective. It is going to go and deal with the situation, whatever it is that's going on. If you get the word of God on that situation, if you decide, you know what, instead of complaining about the situation, I'm going to go to the word and find an answer to what's going on in my life. If I know that I need God to move on behalf of my finances, and I'm going to declare, God, I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one that is going to provide for me. You said the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you, and because of that, I know you're going to meet every need that I have in my life. Point number two, faith-filled words are what move God. And this is simply a reference as I study, thinking about what are the words, what faith-filled words move God, what situation would denote that. And here I found this is where Jesus was walking along the way and had become hungry and looked at the fig tree, and there was no fruit on the tree. And Jesus declared, no man will eat fruit of you ever again, to that tree. Those words changed that situation of that fruit, that tree, from producing. And the next day they passed again, and they saw that the tree had literally dried up from the root. The tree was done. As soon as Jesus spoke it out of his mouth, it took a little time for it for the tree to literally dry up. His words spoken to dry that tree up. Peter said something about the tree being dried up, and the point is that Jesus taught that the power is in our mouth. In Mark 11:22, and Jesus answered, saying, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Mark 11:22. We've heard the scripture. God didn't tell, he didn't tell us to beg for what we want. He told us to speak to it. He told us to speak the word of God, have faith in God, and speak to the mountain, and it would be removed and cast into the sea. Told us not to doubt in our hearts in the midst of it. Because, you know, it's one thing for us to speak it, but then we turn around and we have doubt concerning it. Oh, God's not going to do that. Oh, maybe he's not going to do. God said to speak to the mountain. Don't have any doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God is not moved. God is moved only by faith. He's not moved by pity. He's not moved by how you feel about the situation. He is moved by your faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We know that according to Hebrews 11:6. Faith-filled words move our God. So as you speak the word, you release power to change things in your life. Jesus says, speak to the mountain. He didn't say to beg God to move the mountain for you. He said to speak to it. So that's our point number two. Point number three, faith-filled words change things. Notice that faith-filled words are absolutely necessary. The problem most of us have is that we have a lot more faith in the negative situation around us than we do in the word of God. And it's okay if you can just say, oh me, ouch, oh me. Because it is true. A lot of us tend to believe more about what's going on in our natural circumstances, and we believe the negative situation versus believing the word of God. But today we are changing our mindset, and we're beginning to speak the word of God concerning our situation. If you truly believe that every winter you'll get sick, then chances are you will. If you believe that, you know, my mother had this condition, so I'm going to have this condition, chances are you will. Those things that you say out of your mouth is going, you are producing, you are bringing life to it. You're actually creating it and bringing it to life. So watch your speech. when you get God's healing promises on the down on the inside of you, you'll truly begin to believe that he wants you healed. And your words will carry weight in the spirit, in the realm of the spirit. Your words will carry weight and bring healing to your body. So if you are sick today, change your confession about it. I am healed. Begin to declare it. I remember when I went through my illness with the thyroid issues and the congestive heart failure, as long as I thought I feel bad, guess what? I felt bad. It just, you know, I didn't have any energy. If I spoke that into the atmosphere and I began to declare, oh, I just don't have any energy, I could feel myself getting less and less energy. Now, when I begin to change that confession and say, I am healed, I feel myself getting stronger and stronger. As a matter of fact, the medical community has already declared that when they have, there was a study that was done to speak to those individuals that were, had a certain condition, and one began to say, I'm feeling better every day. The study yielded that they got better quicker. Now, we know with artists, we have some amazing products that we're able to use, but I'm just talking about the words that we're speaking out of our mouth that goes along with all of these things line up together and give us tremendous results. We know the testimony of Pastor John and how, you know, he just declared, I'm not going down the route of taking, going the traditional way and doing the chemotherapy and all that he needed to do for the cancer he had. He declared, God wants me healed, and he's going to use these products to do it. Guess what? His words began to, spoken into the atmosphere, align with the natural things he was doing in his natural body, produced a result, and the results were very positive, and now he's seeing it in every area of his life. So I just want to encourage you. I can't get through all of this. I thought I could. My goodness gracious, Lord have mercy. Let me just, maybe I can cover one more quick point here. I think I've hit all three of the points, but I just really wanted to share some other scriptures with you that if you have habits that you need to break, you know, start with your mouth. Start by saying, you know, I'm free from this habit. For the Word of God said, I have a spirit of self-control. That's 2 Timothy 1 and 7. If you're dealing with anxiety and stress, saying the peace of God that passes, you begin to say the peace of God that passes all understanding is guarding my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 and 7. Let's just get the Word coming out of your mouth. Put a lid on the wrong things that you could say. You could say negative, but choose to say the positive by filling your words with faith. If you're unsure about what to do about anything, don't say over and over again, I don't know what to do. Say, God, you're guiding me. You're giving me the wisdom that I need. You're guiding me into all truth, according to John 16 and 17, because you've given me the kind of wisdom and understanding, making known to me your will, Ephesians 1, 8 through 9. I have the mind of Christ, 2 Corinthians 2:16. Begin to declare it. You don't have to be confused. God will speak to you in your heart, and when that direction comes, a peace will come into your heart concerning it. You'll have peace about what to do. Always follow the peace of God. Whatever your circumstance, find the answer in the Word of God. Get it coming out of your mouth. Healing and finances and stresses, whatever the challenge, God has an answer in his Word. He won't change the things for you while you're sitting passively doing nothing. God is not going to move on that while you're just sitting around. What he moves on is his Word. He's waiting to perform his Word according to Jeremiah 1 and 12. So put it out there so God can perform his Word concerning you. All right, I'm going to wrap it up at this point. I know I'm over. I apologize. I'm going to give a call back to you, Minister Tiffany. Take it away. God bless you all.
Wow. What a phenomenal word this morning. Phenomenal word. Your miracle is in your mouth. So if you were wondering where your miracle is, if God has not sent your miracle your way, then open your mouth and claim your miracle today. Thank you, woman of God, for that powerful and profound message this morning. If you missed any of the points that she said, please use the callback number, 712-432-1085, same PIN code number. At this time, I'm going to ask our co-founder if she would come to the line this morning and seal this word and this call out this week in prayer. Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. And again, Minister Kathy, spreading those wings with an awesome word. Profound, simple things that many of us forget to do. And in this time of consecration, in this time of pressing into that secret place, God wants to download his wisdom, his will, and his ways to us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this series. The miracle is in your mouth, is in our mouth. Oh, Father, I thank you that revelation came to the hearts of the listeners today. Their eyes have been illuminated with the light to understand our words create, our words destroy. Father, we repent in those areas where we've said things we did not mean. And, Father, thank you for reminding us, aligning us with your strategies from heaven. Now, this call, Father, let your people be edified to understand that we create, we create. Let that get in our hearts. And, Father, remind us that the angels, the ministering angels, the atmosphere only reacts to your words. That we say what the word of God says about us. And I thank you today that lives have been changed, lives have been enhanced and empowered because of the truth of your word. Now, we lift up those on our prayer request list. We thank you name by name, person by person, as we release the Jehovah Rapha, the healing virtue. Father, you know every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, every trespasser to our bodies, your holy temple. We arrest them by the Holy Ghost. And we call them canceled. We speak to every tissue, every muscle, every cell, and every organ, and we speak healing and wholeness. Just like the centurion soldier told Jesus, send the word. We're sending the word this morning from coast to coast, north to south, east to west. Father, for family relationships that need to be healed. Father, for family relationships that need the intervention of God to guide us, we call on your Jehovah Rohi. Seek, guide, lead your people. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And we thank you that even though we may have fallen, even though we may have missed it, even though we didn't say we were sorry, even though we didn't line up with your will, we are not utterly cast down. You uphold us with your hand. Father, for those who need a financial breakthrough, you are Jehovah Uri, our Jehovah Jireh. I thank you that you supply everything we need, and I thank you that we're calling in what is needed from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We lift up our Minister Kathy for pouring out that powerful word today, and we speak virtue back into her body. And for every listener on this call, have your way in our lives. Remind us all through this day, Forgiveness Friday, where we need to seek forgiveness. Let us seek it in you. Father, where we need to seek repentance in our lives, let us seek it in you. And this year, remind us, in 2012, all is well, and you are perfecting, as you said in Psalms 138:8, all the things that concerneth us. So we submit, we yield on this consecration, on this fast, pluck out of us, prune out of us, purge out of us everything and anything that's not like you, and pour in your virtue, pour in your wisdom, and let your anointing destroy every yoke. So we seal this time together. We seal it by the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare the Jehovah Nissi victory in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. To you, Benita, thank you for spiritually seating us and greeting us this morning. To you, Minister Amber, thank you for commanding our morning in prayer this morning. To you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for closing us off and sealing this call with your declarations and your decrees. And to you, Minister Kathy, thank you for your message. Our miracle is in our mouth. We will walk in victory this weekend with that. We will allow our words to be filled with faith, and we will accept and obey the will and the call. lives. Have a blessed day, everyone, here on the Master's Call. Know that we love you and God loves you best, and we will hear you on the call on next week. If you are staying for part two for praise reports and prayer requests, and I invite you to stay and go ahead and star six your line at this time, and you will be called into the queue. God bless you all, and we love you. Okay, we are ready to go into part two of this call, where we take our praise reports and the prayer requests that you have. And I feel the anointing and the power of God. So, Lord, I thank you for your presence here on this line this morning. I feel the power and the anointing moving, and we will go ahead and take our first caller at this time.
317-291, I think that's Sister Jackie in Indiana. You have the floor.
This is Sister Jackie in Indiana, and I didn't think I would be, be able to be on the call this morning because my grandson's going into surgery this morning, but they scheduled the surgery for a little later, so I do have a few minutes, but I'm calling in to thank you for your prayers for Caleb and to let you know that we are declaring and believing that all is well in 2012. Yesterday I spoke with my grandson and I asked him, I said, are you feeling a little apprehensive or nervous? He says, no. He says, Grandma, everything's okay. He said, because I know God's got me. So I'm thanking you for your prayers, and I know that, just like I said, I'm declaring and decreeing everything is well in 2012. So thank you.
Amen. And also, oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
Okay, I'm sorry. And I'd also like to ask prayer for my neighbor. She passed away on Tuesday, and she's quite a young woman. Her son and my grandson were best friends, our best friends. She took a sudden illness and just didn't seem to get better. And the day that they took her to the hospital, she collapsed and died in the hospital. So pray for the Pugh family.
P-U-G-H?
Yes.
All righty, we definitely will lift him up in prayer for the peace of God. And thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for just being such a faithful listener and supporter of the Master's Call. And we got your grandson, Caleb. You know, destiny's already in his name. Lift it up in prayer. Now to the snowy, windy city of Chicago, Miss Regina, the floor is yours. Regina, you might need to unmute yourself because I've unmuted you. All right.
No, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Now
we can hear you. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, it is snowing. And I am out here. My phone just wouldn't do it because it got a little cold. I'm out here shoveling to get to my appointment for Body Magic this morning. And God is awesome. God is awesome. I've been asking you guys to pray for my team, and God is blessing my team. And I have somebody in Holland that is joining the business, and they're too excited, and they're about to just explode with excitement and getting ready to get them off going. I have another Hispanic team here in Chicago that is just going crazy with Body Magics and doing this business and the Levive and the coffee. And I just want to thank you all for your prayers. Continue praying. And bless this weather. It's just snow everywhere. It's just cold. And I'm standing out here in the midst of it because I'm shoveling. So continue to pray for my team. Oh, I'm leaving for Israel next month. And I only have $250 so far of donations. So I'm just believing, God, that the windows of heaven will open up and pour so that I will have all the funds. It's $2,999. And so that we can be on our way and praise God and hallelujah. That's it.
All righty. Well, you kind of stay out the snow in the cold weather, and we will definitely be in agreement for you and every artist distributor that we lift up and pray for success. And I am so glad you and Tina and your entire team there in Chicago are doing so well. We appreciate you, Regina. Now to Houston, Texas. To Miss Angela, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you, and thanks for the word. I just want to just thank everyone for the prayers and everything is just going well, and I just asking, I go back to court on the 18th, which is next week, and just ask that y'all continue to lift my daughter and myself up, that all this stuff will get dismissed that I'm dealing with right now. But God is just working everything out, and it's just awesome when you see him moving in your life. And the fast that you're talking about, it does work. You know, when you do the fast on anything, any problem that you can't see, when you start fasting, it does clear everything out the way where you can understand and see what God is doing and where he's moving. And I just thank you all for this call, and just keep me lifted in prayer, and I will keep everyone else lifted in prayer. And thank you for allowing me to speak this morning. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Angela. And we've got that January 18th court date. We will continue to bombard heaven on you and your daughter's behalf. And we're already speaking to the atmosphere that all is well. And we're applying the scripture of Genesis 50:20, what the devil is meant for bad, God is turning it around for good. And we're just speaking that over your life and your daughter's. All righty, to Hotlanta. I think she said it's the south side of town. Miss Rushi, the floor is yours.
I told my brother
to take
me, Gary. Miss Rushi? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I would like to thank you all for this call this morning, and God be the glory. Just want to ask for prayer for my sister down in Albany, Georgia. I just got back last night. She called me late last night and said she went to the doctor and didn't want me to know she was going for an eyesight yesterday. When she got back last night, she called me and told me that he said on her right eye that she can't see, everything is blurry. But I've been putting on the Levis, but she believes in more in the doctor than she believes in this Jesus juice. But I also told her last night she got to ask God for a healing and to have some faith, believe in artist product that it can help her eyesight. I didn't say it can heal, but she has surgery going on in the next couple of weeks, so I'm going to take upon myself to put her on auto ship for a month to show her that what we have worked for her. So lift her up in prayer, and also lift up one of my clients, Ms. Kathy Fowler Johnson's mother, which is Mrs. Louise Johnson in Birmingham, Alabama. Her daughter is in our business as well. Her mother had a mild stroke, but it didn't do any damage. So continue to lift them up, lift me up, the artist family, as we go to the extravaganza. Thank you for the call. May God be the glory. I'm giving this money, and I see you guys at the bank.
Amen. Ms. Rushi, what is your sister's first name?
My sister's name is Mary Walker.
All righty, Mary. All righty.
And Mrs. Louise Fowler.
Louise Fowler?
Fowler. F-O-W-L-E-R.
Oh,
I thought you said Johnson.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for clarity.
Lord Johnson. Okay, I know I'm tripping. All righty, we got you, Ms. Rushi, and I look so forward to hugging your neck in Las Vegas in March. Amen, amen. Oh,
and Ms. Rushi,
anything else you want to say?
Yeah, Ms. Rushi, really quick, this is Tiffany, and I heard what you said. I know she's taking that Levive, but also get that Multi-Plus vitamin that we have.
Multi-Plus Omega-369, she's on everything now.
No. Let me finish. Get the Multi-Plus, put it in a the cap. Get a squeezer, like a dropper, and drop that Multi-Plus in the eye. And then in the right eye, drop that in the eye as an eye drop and let it work.
I put it in her ear and her eye because she was complaining about her ears was bothering her. So I did that before she went to the doctor.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. All is well. God bless you.
All righty. Praise God. We just appreciate it. I tell you, Miss Tiffany keeps up with the artist remedies that have really been a blessing. Thank you so much. We're going to Detroit, 313-506. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. I just thank you and all the ministry on this prayer line because I know every day that I listen, sometimes I don't shout out, but I do listen, and I know that God is able, and he's been working in my life, and I just still ask that you, this is Lois from Michigan, that you keep my children, especially my son, just the blood, and just give him some anointing and guidance. I just still know that he needs to be touched in a special way that only God can touch his life, because I can pray as a mother, and I pray on this prayer line, and I know y'all keep him lifted up in prayer, but I know God got a rod that he gave Moses, and he stretched out over the land, and I just want him to stretch his hand and put his blood and touch his heart to let him know he got to come to the kingdom so God can add into his life what he needs. I know he hear me sometimes, but sometimes I just don't think he be listening. But I know he'll hear God, and we do listen when God speaks to our heart. And one young lady I want you to pray for, my daughter's friend, LaQuisha, she has a girlfriend that her sister, her name is Shani Smith. She has a lung disease. She was in a coma, but thank God she didn't came out the coma, but she's still in the hospital. And I just pray over her life. She's a young woman. I think she's about 24, 25 years old. That God will just touch her life. Whatever sickness that the doctors say they can't do, we know it ain't over. To God says it's over. And just keep me lifted up.
You know how to spell her first name, Lois? Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Shani is, I think it's spelled S-H-A-N-N-I-E, Shani.
Okay.
Smith is their last name, the Smith family. Yeah.
And you said she just came out of the coma?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Okay, we will definitely keep up. And give me one more time your son's first name.
John Myers.
All righty. And we definitely will keep both of the children lifted up. We hear the heart of a mother praying for her son, and we definitely arrest him, speak him, arrested by the Holy Ghost, and we know that God is continuing to do an awesome work in his life. Amen. All righty, Miss Tiffany, that's all I have in queue. Let me clear it out.
Okay.
Oh, got one more call. We have a 718. Krista, is that you? Oh, and she's gone. I think we had 718. If you want to call back in, Krista, or hit star 6, so that, or if anybody else wants to come into prayer queue, we'll give it a few more minutes. Krista, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning. God bless.
Good morning. Yes, it is.
Good morning.
How are you guys? Yeah, I'm just calling to. I want to give a prayer request for my friend's husband. His name is Sylvester Brown. He got a stroke. I want you guys to lift him up in prayer under the Brown family.
Okay. All righty. We definitely, Sylvester Brown, we'll lift him up in prayer. Is there anything else?
And also the Shepherd family and the Toussaint family. And the entire Addis family. So let's just, keeping strength and pressing forward.
You said the Shepherd family, and what was the other family?
Toussaint.
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 Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and we'll consider it an honor to keep both of these families, as well as our artist family, lifted up in prayer. Are there any other prayer requests? I don't see her on the board, but we've definitely been lifting up our faithful every morning. Platinum President Marie Preston sending words of healing to her body. She had been sick. I think it was just more wore out, wore down than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we are speaking God's speed and healing to her body. And I know she had been taking her artist products, Tiffany. So,
amen.
Yeah, all she needed was a rest. So
yeah.
I understand that. So before we, I'm going to go to Miss Willa to close this out and cover these in prayer. Is there anybody else before we go to the Lord in prayer? Give you a few more minutes. And again, we're just excited about that word today,
yeah,
that we know what to do, and we're on our fast to commit scriptures to what we're believing for, and let the miracle be in our mouth. You know, they said M&M candy, and not on your hands, but in your mouth. We're going to keep that word in our mouth, and it's going to taste so sweet as we activate the atmosphere. All righty. I think that's everybody so far. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm running out the door, and so I'm praying as I'm running.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to get someone else? I can.
Yeah, would you please?
All righty. They know I will call on people in a hot second, and as we're ready in season and out of season, and I'm going to go back to our mouthpiece this morning who delivered such an awesome word, and I'm going to ask
Minister Kathy, if she would come back on now then and cover these prayer requests, please. Minister Kathy, you're unmuted.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We thank you because there is nobody else like you. We bless you, O God, and we give you praise and honor and glory. We thank you for all of these that have laid out their requests before you, God. We thank you because you are God, and we look to you today. We do even as Jehoshaphat, dear God. We look and put our eyes on you. And we speak and declare healing to sick bodies today. We declare, God, that healing is the children's bread. All of those, God, that stand in need of healing today, we thank you, God, that you are the one that does the healing. And we thank you for coming against, we come against it now in the spirit, in the realm of the spirit. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity, and we declare and decree Jehovah Rapha up to those that need healing today. We thank you, O God, for those that are standing in the need, Sister Regina, that is in need, O God, of a financial breakthrough. We thank you, God, for giving her exactly what she needs today for her Israel trip. We bless you, God, that nothing is too hard for you. You are the God of all flesh, and there's absolutely nothing too hard. And so I pray, God, that you would bring in the resources from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we declare that you are Jehovah Jireh over her situation. And all of those, Father, that I can't even name one by one, you know them. We cast them on the altar before you this morning, and we ask, Lord God, that you would intervene in the midst of their situations and circumstances. Meet every need that has been requested here. You heard it, God. And so we lay it at your feet, and we thank you that you're the God that perfects everything concerning us. And I thank you, Lord God, for meeting the need. I thank you, Lord God, for being faithful and true. Thank you, Father, for being the God that is concerned about each one of us. You are our Jehovah Shammah. You're the God that's right there in the midst of us. You promise never to leave us and never to forsake us, and we give you praise. We thank you, oh God, for all of these teachers and artists, Lord God, everyone that needs your help. We thank you for the momentum. We give this company to you and all of those from advisors to platinum. I thank you, God, for giving us wisdom how to work this business, Lord God. Let us be representative of it as well. We thank you for our founders, and we bless you for them now. Thank you, Lord God, for the Desdelion family. Continue to bless their lives. Lord, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Continue to bless them, Lord God. Thank you for their obedience. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, and we do give you praise. Now I pray, Lord God, that you would seal this call in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. We come against any retaliation or any kind of mishap as a result of our obedience to you today. Cover each one of us in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing in the lives of everyone on this call. Bless them as we go about today so that we can truly be ministers in the marketplace. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you for sealing the prayer request. Thank you again for that awesome word. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, our sunshine evangelist, for hosting the call today. Thank you, our new prayer warrior, Miss Benita, for greeting and seating God's people, and our anointed intercessor, Minister Amber, for opening up the call in prayer. And to each and every one of you on the line, so humbled and so grateful that you join us each and every morning as part of our Master's Call family. And as Minister Kathy just said, now we encourage you, admonish you to receive, to submit and obey to the Master's Call on your life, that specific, that individual,
call that he had ordained, preordained from the beginning of time on your life, and that you will go out now and be his minister in the marketplace. Have a forgiving Friday and a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to seeing you on the, hearing you on the call Monday, and we're going to be talking about practicing his presence as we continue on our consecration. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.